Stories that matter. Giving it to you first. Morning Focus with Gavin Grace on Clare FM.
You're very welcome back to the programme. Now, we spotted an interesting article. You may have seen it yourself over the past couple of days. It stated that the Diocese of Waterford and Lismore has said it didn't have enough money to pay its priests' wages at Christmas due to a major fall-off in the amount of donations collected from parishioners. Administrators have had to borrow from diocesan funds to pay the 60 or more priests last September and had to raise money from parish reserves again in December for the last quarterly salary payment. Now they're waiting for collection returns to see if there'll be enough for the next due payment there in March, or to see if diocesan funds will have to be used again. And of course, that's not really sustainable. Father Tom Ryan is the parish priest here from Ennis. Father Ryan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gavin.
And thanks for joining us. Now, that's the Diocese of Waterford and Lismore. Do you have an insight into the situation here in the Diocese of Killaloe? Are you experiencing similar issues?
Thank God we're not experiencing shortages like the way Waterford and Lismore has been reported in the media in recent days. There's no doubt about it. There is a cohort of people in this diocese who generously and consistently support us, our priests. But unfortunately, like every other diocese and parish, that number is dropping as the number attending church drops, as we see on at this time, you know, compared to the past. And the next generation don't have the same sense of the necessity to support priests as previous generations had.
Or do they have the money?
Well, that's another question. They possibly have the money, but it's just they don't see it as a priority the way previous generations would have. I mean, the people who support us here in this diocese are very generous and they're very consistent, but they are a minority of people compared to the Catholic population, and they have a greater burden now in the sense that the minority is falling all the time and their generosity is growing. But the burden is on people who do go to church in general. And, as these people die and move on, they're not being replaced by the next generation in the same generosity as previous generations.
We know that the trend in terms of mass attendances has been falling over quite some time.
Yeah.
But in terms of the finances, is it a continued decline? Are you seeing, if you were to go back a couple of years, back, say, 5 years, would you see more money then than compared to now?
Yes, it's a gradual decline. You know, the returns for each year will indicate a drop from the previous year, and year on, that will begin to impact, and it is impacting in many ways. Now, the distinction also has to be made that people who contribute to the priest collection or priest remuneration, that only happens in parishes, likes of Ennis or Shannon, urban parishes, four times in the year. The contributions people make each week to the basket is specifically for parish finances, for the running of the parish and the expenses involved in running any parish, and the priests do not have any take from that collection. The priest collections in major urban centres would take place on Christmas Day, Easter Sunday, a summer collection and an autumn collection. Mm. In rural parishes, they may have two other collections in the year because of the size of their population.
The priests, how well paid are priests?
Well, I have yet to meet, I've always said this to my colleagues, and I have yet to meet a hungry priest in Ireland. Mm. But on average, in this diocese, we would receive the minimum basics pay for a priest is 22,000 a year. Now, that's set to rise this year. It was approved by the Council of Priests last week at a meeting in Nina to 24,000 a year. That's the first increase in a number of years. Mm. So that would be the basic salary of every priest in this diocese.
You receive other benefits, do you?
Yeah, I have to say, on top of that, then there would be years of services increments depending on your years of ordination. And if you're ordained in the first 5 years, you will get a 5% increase in the increment. And the maximum is a 12% increase for those who would be 40 years ordained. So that would be the main source of income. So in this diocese, the average income is about 24,000 plus a year for a priest.
Set to rise. But is your accommodation taken care of?
We are provided, just our house is provided for us. That income that we receive then is used to finance our food. We pay for our food, our clothing, our car, our health insurance, our taxes. We are taxed as self-employed people. Mm. So we pay our taxes as any other self-employed person would. And in addition to that, then you could often receive a stipend for a mass each day, and that would be in addition to your salary. But many days you mightn't receive a stipend, and no matter how many masses you say in the day, you can only accept one stipend. That's canon law purposes, that you know that in any ways that the mass isn't being abused in any way.
Yeah.
And but we do live on the providence of people and the generosity of people, and we have good benefactors, you know, any religious community or any priests or a religious who haven't received state salaries, we depend on the providence of God through the goodness of people.
And you don't get into this for the money. I mean, that's clear, but everybody needs it to live. But it's interesting how you say you haven't seen a poor priest. Is it a fair wage in your eyes?
It's adequate. I mean, I have had my breakfast today. I have a car. I have to pay for my car and the running costs like any other family would. Mm. But I look at families, I look at my own family members and parishioners, and I see that they have to cope with mortgages and they have to cope with children's expenses and education. And I look at them and then I look at myself and I say, I don't have those responsibilities.
Of course, yeah.
You know, thank God. I don't know how they manage. I honestly don't.
But when you look at the trend, as we've already discussed, do you question the sustainability of it?
Going forward, yes, it's going to be challenging. I mean, the industrial wage in this country would be, I think, 36,000. So we're far behind the industrial wage. And as contributions fall, as you outlined in the Diocese of Waterford and Lismore, the same experience happens in every other diocese. As people die who have been very generous benefactors, as people move away, they're not being replaced with the same generosity as people in the past. But we live by the grace of God and we trust in God. You know,
so this has been, it sounds like something that you've been acutely aware of as a church, broader than just you.
Yes, yeah, I mean, it's in the context of the times that we're living in. You know, income is falling, church income, and you'll be conscious. I keep saying to my colleagues and indeed to parishioners and those, you know, we don't live on Hail Marys alone. You have to be realistic, and I know this as my responsibilities in Ennis, as I did in Shannon. You know, the church has to be paid for, the heating has to be paid for, the lighting, the insurance. I mean, I'm just shocked to see some of the bills that are experienced here in Ennis Parish just alone. The cost of running the cathedral alone for heating and lighting runs into thousands every month. These are hidden costs that we're not aware of. Maintenance costs are very high, wages for staff and things like that, and that comes from the weekly collection. So all of it has an impact, and the priest's income is just specifically separate from that on four times a year.
So is your message then to parishioners that you need them to be generous?
Yeah, well, my message to parishioners is first of all a message of gratitude to those who do contribute, to say thank you very much for your support, because without your support we wouldn't have the bread and butter, the food and the essentials that we need. And I would continue and urge people to continue to be generous, and I really appreciate the goodness of people who are good to us. Okay. And we try to show that in return in the service that we give to you as priests.
We'd love people's thoughts on it. At home, we've invited you in on this, by the way, to be clear, in case people think you're cribbing tonight, that it isn't that case. We rang you on this one. We also wanted to get your thoughts on a separate matter also in the media recently. The new Bishop of Clogher says he intends to invite lay people to perform funeral duties because of declining priest numbers. Some parishes there will become priestless for the first time this month. Of course, here we've seen a reorganisation and parish clusters being implemented across the Diocese of Killaloe. I can't imagine parishioners being overly fond of the idea of lay people leading funeral services.
Tradition is a great, history is a great education. Mm. And it's a fascinating story, an evolution of how funerals in this country have evolved over the century and over time. And I suppose we are only used to the customs that we're used to, or grown into, or born. And in this country, the tradition in the past was always the wake. And people were waked at home, and it was a great celebration of the life of the person, but it was also a ritual of the spirit leaving the body and moving on. And then there was the requiem mass and there was the burial, and that was associated with mourning and black vestments, and black people wore black clothes, and that period of mourning often went on for weeks.
And so not for weeks, but some of that still continues.
So that continues weeks, in course, different things, but it often continued until the month's mind, as they say. And over time, it would have evolved that the wake was causing problems, especially in Ireland over 100 years ago, as regards drink and the abuse of alcohol. And to put an end to the abuse of alcohol at wakes, the tradition of bringing the remains the evening before to the church began. And it's interesting to note, Gavin, that that tradition began here in this town of Ennis. And in some research that has been done by Dr. Charles Kiley in Cork, who has done research into this, he wrote in his thesis, if I could just, it's an interesting...
Sure.
In 1896, the Bishop of Killaloe, Bishop Mac Redmond, speaking about the abuses at Wake, stated that the houses of mourning had become scenes of drunken debauchery. And in an address on June 1898, and a pastoral visit to Burr, County Offaly, he spoke out of an innovation that had took place in the Cathedral Parish of Ennis that effectively put an end to the problem of drink at wakes. In Ennis, he said, the bodies of the dead, rich and poor, were now brought to the church where they were waked with the prayers of the people. And it's believed that the practice of bringing the bodies of the dead to the church began here in this town in Ennis over 120 years ago. And that's what you and I were born into, and the people who are listening to us were born into that tradition of an evening removal and then the following morning. And in the evening removal, it often in the past was the sacristan who would receive the remains into the church.
Yes, yeah.
And in those days in the church here in Ennis, there was into the mortuary at the back of the church. And the following day then the priest would have the requiem mass and the prayers at the gravesite. Nowadays, tradition has changed again, and you see the evolution of what's called one-day funerals, and increasingly more people are being waked at home. The introduction of funeral homes only took place in the 80s. There were no funeral homes in this town prior to the 80s. You were removed from the mortuary of the hospital or your own home died. So all of this is an evolution. And it's not necessary that a priest would be at the graveside or receive remains. That's just the prayers of the people. But our tradition has been that priests have been available to do that. But again, in light of the question you're asking with decreasing number of priests, it may not be possible in the future for a priest to be available to receive remains into a church or to say prayers at a crematorium or at a graveside.
But that's sad.
It's changing times. It's sad. It's changing times, but the priest itself cannot be everywhere. I mean, just in Ennis alone, we had 16 funerals in the month of January alone. I haven't done the count for February yet. Sometimes you could have 5 to 6 funerals a week. So it's just impossible at times to have priests everywhere with our decreasing numbers.
But will you have to introduce a policy almost of saying we just won't do it? You want to be fair to everybody?
Oh no, I mean, in this diocese alone at the moment, there are 30 people in training for ministry. And that they're actually discerning at the moment in these months, and over the next 2 or 3 years they'll be involved in formation. And please God, at the end of that process then these people will be available in pastoral areas to assist the priest. The priest will be available always to celebrate the funeral mass. Mm. But the priest in the future may not be available, you know, to be prayers at the graveside or in the evening before at the home or in the church. Okay. But there are competent lay people who will be able to do that. And that's part of the vision of the church, the involvement of people. But it's something that we're not used to. And again, it's change.
I would like to know what people make of that. 0876 1800 964, excuse me, Father Tom Ryan, Parish Priest of Venice. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Kevin.
Text Clare FM on WhatsApp now. 086 1800 964.
In association with the Tile Factory Ennis Diamond, specialising in your complete bathroom renovation.